You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 22. Today, we're talking about know, like, trust, and your special sauce, the extra 12% for your podcast. I'm Donna Cundy. I'm the founder of IBGR Network. Co-founder, actually, there's another one of us, and a global radio authority podcast expert. How did I get to be all of those things? Because I'm producing podcasts, about 14,000. I'm putting people behind the mic. They're doing this. This is not just made up. We're not just sitting here writing it up for you. We're actually doing it, and now we're teaching you and putting it, taking you behind the scenes like they did in The Wizard of Oz, all of that.
All of that. So who am I? I wonder. I'll be Dorothy.
click your heels.
Yes, exactly. I wobble on heels. So Ben Joya, three-time international best-selling author, and my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide. And that is all thanks to my book, leveraging my book. So the kind of stuff that has helped leverage my book is what you can use to help leverage your podcast even before it's dinner. And we are help. Donna, this is my day, right? We are here to help you get your podcast on 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember, you can easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us anytime for your business podcast, then contact us today at ibgr.info. Once again, ibgr.info. And Will Durant reminds us.
Mm-hmm. He says, I'm going to take this one. That's okay. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. I love that. We are what we repeatedly do.
I love that too. And, you know, I all the time I wish I could wave my magic wand and then I'm reminded.
Right. Well, the only waving is when you're doing the work.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And then you wake up and it's like, oh, look at that. So why are we doing this? Why is this important? Why do we want to talk about the 12% then?
Yeah, because this is your opportunity to become a person worth listening to by remembering that your listeners can't see you.
I can't see you. I can see you.
I can see you. So how do you connect with people you can't see?
That's a great question.
Yeah, thank you. And a corollary to that really is, what the hell is this 12% and why is it important? So take it away, Donna.
Yeah, when you think about podcasting, this is one medium for your audience. It's for you to them to take in your personality and for you to give them an experience. How do you give them? If you think back to old time radio, maybe I'm dating myself. You can Google it. They have it in like the archives with the Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine when they used to stand behind a microphone and actually deliver radio around the coffee table, like around the couch, you know, everybody would gather around.
Right. And it's smoke mad cigarettes and drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. We don't recommend that, but we do recommend that you kind of give that same experience because your podcast is an event. It really is. And you want to treating it anything less than that. And you're going to struggle to hold an audience. Bottom line.
Donna, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, something that I learned from one of my second coach, actually, he shared with me, he said, you know, yes, people do look for results and solutions and outcomes, like that's what we're offering to our people. And also underneath, behind that, et cetera, they want something, you know, of the following. They want something like, you know, your time, your ideas, your strategic thinking. Maybe they want a cocktail story. Maybe they want your thing because you take them to Bali, right? They want this extra experience. So how can you be an experience for your audience, right? And that's what's so important about this 12% and actually how easy it is to do to multiply and amplify the impact in and around your podcast.
Yeah, I love that. And so when we're talking about this 12%, it's that 12% in your awareness. It's the making it a habit to show up. And you stand up all the time. That's part of your 12%. It makes a difference.
Thank you. I'm going to make mine 13%.
Yeah. You can one up me because I don't, I sit.
not in competition with anyone. I like the number 13.
Part of my 12% is the intro. You always hear me laughing. That's how exactly. That's the energy that I want to start every episode with. And I just giggle. And because here I am, just talking to the world.
I really appreciate that we get to start that way. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so before we get into the what you need to know about this 12%, we're going to go a little bit deeper into that. But we do want to always remind our listeners that we're here for you. We're here for direct support to help with your podcast. Any questions that you might have, any questions about podcasting or any of the episodes that we're doing, you can contact us directly at ibgr.info, ibgr.info, and schedule a time to have a chat, 30 minutes, get on the calendar. Love to have that conversation. Along those same lines, be sure to subscribe at influencersformula.com to the podcast so you never miss an episode. We've mapped out a 13-week series that includes quite a few podcasts, but they're little steps that you take along the way. When you take those steps with us, then you're going to have pretty good results, I think, with your podcast, because we're really mapping out what has been working, not just what we think works.
Beautifully said. Yes. And we are here for you. Thank you, as Donna said. So here are 10 simple ways to go that 12%+ during your show, every show. Right. So listeners, don't be like, I can't do 10 things. You're not expected or being asked to do 10 things. Here's 10 things you can do. You're going to pick a few. Right. And remember the multiplicative. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a writer guy. multiplicative effect and the amplifying effect of doing these things. And just imagine doing this in every show, right? So sharing a summary after you do multiple points and add a dash of your special sauce, like say something clever that helps the audience take it to the next level. It doesn't have to be huge, but just a little something, like make a list of something, give a summary and, you know, jazz it slightly with your special sauce. Right. Another thing which is really great are short silences. And we're pausing.
But short ones, because then they'll think it's dead air. But yes, people are like, oh my gosh, where'd they go? What happened? What happened?
Right, right. And both Donna and I leaned in, listeners.
Maybe we'll share these videos at some time.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So other things that you can do, right? Thought-provoking questions, humor, empathy. Theater of the mind. Donna, can you speak to that briefly?
I'd love to. Thank you. The theater of the mind is where you're just taking somebody on a mental journey and you want to include as many of the five senses as possible. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and ways to do that is, you know, walking through. One day on my way to work, the sun was shining so brightly on my skin, I could feel it warming. And as that was happening, you know, I had the smell of the bus that came up and the diesel fumes, and you're just taking them on this journey and really bringing them into it as much as possible.
Beautiful. I absolutely love that. And other important things and, you know, funny ways that we find our way to elevating our business. Practice tricky words, especially people's names.
Phonetically, write them out phonetically. Because, you know, Ben, I'm sure you do, but a person, there's nothing sweeter to a person than to hear the sound of their name. And there's nothing that they get a little bit upset about when you do it wrong, especially on a podcast. So. Six senses.
Yeah. And then there's a record of that forever.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So phonetically practice. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Donna, can you speak to this one? Because you are the musician in among us. I mean, I'm musical, but much non-instrumental way. What's the thing about final syllable, four notes lower?
So when you're talking about something that you really want to make an impact to, you want to just lower the notes a little bit, because then you're going to really listen to what I have to say.
Okay.
It's just a little trick to say, you know, where you can put that little bit of emphasis.
Yep. I like that. I feel like we're commiserating. I feel like we're I feel like there's all sorts of things going on now.
Yeah. I feel like we have about 2.5 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm having fun with this one.
We are. Yeah. And you know, that's a perfect way to get to number 10 here, right? Your call to action, your CTA, use it, make it your own. Of course, put it at the front of your episode. Of course, put it in the middle, and of course, put it at the end.
Yes.
Very important. You don't have to hammer people with anything. You don't have to over-explain it. Just be like, if you want this kind of thing, do this, right? And if you're using two calls to action like we are, right, we're saying go subscribe, and we're also saying, hey, if you want to go talk to us, a lot of people will say, don't do two calls to action. Just be clear and don't add a lot of words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you might be going again, oh my God, but it's still 10 things. I got to do 10 things.
Nope.
Pay attention to the 10 things. But I love to simplify, at least at the beginning, right? Start simple. Ask people to share their stories with you and share your stories with them. Right, Donna?
Yes. Yes. 100%. It is all about the stories. And as you're telling the stories, it's that extra 12%. It's how you show up behind the microphone so that, you know, people can connect with you. They want to get to know you. They want to be your, they want to be your friend. They want you to mentor them. They want those things from you. And when you add that extra 12%, any of them, then you make yourself a likable expert. And that we've talked about a likable expert before. So do that, do the thing. Yes to everything above, yes to the 10, but maybe not all at one time. Just start simply ask people to share the stories, share your stories. Plan to speak with 3 people for 13 minutes this week, because last episode we asked you to get your stories together. Ask them to share stories that could be relevant for your show. Share a story or two with them. Then go back through the bullets above and reflect on the conversations that you've had. We're going to end it here. Go ahead, make sure you subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. And if you want support from us for your business podcast, contact us today at ibgr.info. This is episode 22, Know, Like, Trust, and your special sauce, the extra 12% for your podcast. Business Podcasting Made Easy on the IBGR Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Ben Joya. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye for now.
Bye.